In the name of Jesus, I speak.
奉主的圣名在这边正道。
First and foremost, I give thanks to God for assembling our brothers and sisters here to worship Him and to listen to His word.
首先感谢神让我们弟兄姐妹能够聚集在这边一起来聆听神的话。
I always believe that being able to assemble in the house of God is the grace of our Lord Jesus for all of us.
我一直相信能够在神的殿一起聚集真的是神所赐给我们的恩典。
We thank God that our brethren here know how to seize hold of the opportunity to be here to worship Him.
那我们感谢神，我们有弟兄姐妹能够把握机会来这边敬拜神。
Today I'm going to share with you a psalm written by David.
那今天要想跟大家一起分享大卫所写的一张诗篇。
We can turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 34.
我们请翻开诗篇34篇。
Psalms, chapter 34.
诗篇34篇。
If we look at the superscription, the small letters.
我们如果看这个小字。
Here it says, a psalm of David when he pretended madness before Abimelech who drove him away and he departed.
这边说大卫在亚比米勒面前装疯被他赶出就做这诗。
We know that this psalm has its background in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 21 onwards.
我们知道这一诗篇的背景是在撒母耳记上21篇以后。
We can turn to Psalm 1 Samuel chapter 21.
我们请翻开撒母耳记上21章。
Due to the persecution of Saul, David had to flee to Gath.
因为被扫罗追杀，所以大卫需要逃跑。
So he flee to Gath.
所以他跑到
第十节。
第
十一章十节。
跑到加特王亚吉那里。
And we know that this is a place which belongs to the Philistines.
那我们知道这个是一个属于非利士人的地方。
We read verse 11. Yeah.
我们读十一节。
And the servant of Achish said to him, "Is this not David, the king of the land? Did they not sing of him to one another in dances, saying, 'Saul has slain his thousand, and David his 10,000'?"
雅吉的臣仆对雅吉说，这不是以色列国王大卫吗？那里的妇女跳舞唱和，不是指着他说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万吗？
We read verse 12.
第十二节。
Now David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish the king of Gath. Verse 13.
十三节。
So he changed his behavior before them, fanned madness in their hands,Scratch on the doors of the gate and let his saliva fall down on his beard.
大卫将这话放在心里，甚惧怕加特王亚吉，就在众人面前改了寻常的举动，在他们手下装疯假装疯癫，在城门的门扇上胡写乱画，使唾沫留在胡子上。
So we find that this psalm was written when David was fleeing away from Saul to Gath.
所以我们看这个是大卫要逃避扫罗王而跑到这个亚基那里。
Obviously, being a fugitive, he must be afraid of many things.
当做一个逃跑的人，他很害怕很多事情。
First of all, he was afraid to be captured by King Saul.
第一，他害怕被扫罗王抓到关起来。
He must be very careful with the people who followed him.
那他也要跟从他的人们那些人，他要很小心。
We can imagine that his focus must be on fleeing away from Saul.
我们可以知道他所注重的一定就是要逃离扫罗王。
So when we read chapter 34, the book of Psalms,
所以当我们读诗篇34篇的时候
we find that the contents of the psalm differs quite substantially from the suffering that he was going through.
我们可以看到这篇里面就跟他受苦比较没有关系。
It seems that way, at least.
最少看起来是那样。
When we read this Psalms,
当我们在读这一篇
maybe there are three questions we need to ask.
或许我们可以问最少三个问题。
For example, in verse 1 and verse 2.
首先在第一节、第二节。
Here he was very determined to bless the Lord.
这边他下定决心要来歌颂神。
Why did the fugitive wants to bless the Lord?
为什么一个逃亡的人会要来歌颂神？
The second question.
那第二个问题
is in verse 8.
是在第八节。
How could a fugitive taste and see that the Lord is good?
为什么一个逃亡的人会感觉到神是美好的？
How could he invite people to taste and see the goodness of the Lord?
他怎么有办法来邀请人来尝尝主恩典的美善？
When we read chapter 21 of 1 Samuel,
我们读撒母耳记上21章的时候
we realize that he himself was already in a desperate situation.
我们发现他已经在一个很困难的状况里面。
The third question,
那第三个问题
we read chapter 34 of Psalm,
所以我读34篇
verse 11,
第11节
Come you children, listen to me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
众子啊，你们来听我的话，我要将敬畏神的道教训你们。
How was he able to teach the children, the people who follow him, the fear of the Lord?
他怎么能够来教导那些跟从他的人这个敬畏神的心？
It was quite impossible.
是很不可能的。
So today we are going to look at Psalm 34 and some of the passages in 1 Samuel.
所以我们今天要来查考诗篇34篇还有撒母耳记上21篇以下。
Hopefully we can gather some teachings for our mutual encouragement.
盼望我们能够从这当中得到互相的勉励。
We also hope that through studying this Psalm, we can learnsome of the lessons and apply them to our life.
我们也盼望学习这一篇能够学习当中的教训我们能够把这行在我们的日常生活当中。
We first read Psalms 34, verse 1 to verse 3.
我们首先读诗篇34篇第一节到第三节。
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Verse 2.
第二节。
My soul shall make it boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it.And be glad. Verse 3.
第三节。
All magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together.
我要时时称颂神，赞美他的话必常在我口中。我的心必因神夸耀，谦卑人听见就要喜乐。你们和我当称颂神为大，一同高举他的名。
Verse 1 and verse 2 here talks about his resolution or resolve to praise God.
第一章第一节这边讲到说他要有下定决心要来称颂神。
That's why he said that he shall continually praise God.
所以他才说到我要时时称颂。
And then in verse 3, we find that he invites people to exalt the name of God together.
然后第三节他邀请别人和他一起称赞神。
That's why he said, let us exalt his name together.
所以他说你们和我来称颂神为大。
If we look at 1 Samuel chapter 22,
我们若读撒母耳记上22章
we turn to 1 Samuel chapter 22,
撒母耳记上22章
we read verse 2 and verse 3.
第二节和第三节。
We just read verse 2.
第二节。
And everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was in discontented gathered to him. So he became captain over them, and there were about 400 men with him.
第二节，凡受困迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的，都聚集到大卫那里。大卫就做他们的头目， 跟随他的约有四百人。
So when David was fleeing, we find that there were people who wanted to follow him as well.
所以当大卫在逃跑的时候，我们看到有四百人来跟随着他。
In a normal circumstance, to manage the 400 people was already very difficult.
在一个平常的状况下要来管理四百个人已经很困难了。
Now think about the situation. He had to run from Saul.
我们可以想象他是在逃亡扫罗追杀的。
How could he keep this 400 people quiet?
他怎么有办法使这四百个人安静？
How could he allow them to listen to him?
他怎么有办法使这些人来听从他？
After all, many of these people were in distress.
因为我们看这些的人其实也是受苦恼的人。
We find that they were in trouble.
他们也是很痛苦的人。
We find that it is not easy for David to manage them.
所以大卫要来管理他们不是容易的。
Not only that, as he continued to flee, the number of people multiplied.
不但是这样，当他开始在逃亡的时候，人数更多。
We read chapter 23 of 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上二十三章。
1 Samuel chapter 23.
撒母耳记上二十三章。
We read verse 13.
第十三节
verse 13.
第十三节
So David and his men, about 600, arose and departed from Keilah, and went wherever they could go. Then it was told Saul that David has escaped from Keilah, so he halted the expedition.
大卫和跟随他的约有六百人就起身出了基伊拉，往他们所能往的地方去。有人告诉扫罗大卫离开基伊拉逃走，于是扫罗不出来了。
So we find that the number kept multiplying.
我们看到这人数越来越多。
So again, you see that the task of managing these people will become more difficult.
所以我们看在管理这些人的事上一定会越来越困难。
We turn back to Psalms chapter 34.
我们翻回诗篇三十四篇。
We read verse 1 and verse 3 again.
如果读第一节和第三节。
First, David has this great resolve to praise God.
所以第一，大卫有决心要来称颂神。
And then he extended his resolution and asked the people to come and praise God together with him.
然后他把他的邀请给予别人，请所有的人都来一起跟他称颂神。
We know that in a community of faith,
我们知道在一个信仰的团体里面
，especially when there is trouble,
特别当他们碰到困难的时候
，how do we resolve the trouble?
怎么样来面对困难
？Not just by dealing with the trouble itself,
那不只是要来解决困难。
I think one of the best ways to teach the people to praise God.
那一个重要的就是要来教导这些人来称颂神。
If we know how to praise God from the bottom of our heart,
如果我们有办法从我们的内心来称颂神
then we find that all the trouble will disappear.
我们就会发现很多的困难。就会不见了。
Because by praising God, we learn to rely on God more.
我们赞美神的时候，就学习能够来依靠神。
I think this is also our personal experience.
这个是从我们自己的体验来的。
Sometimes we face with a lot of difficulties in life.
有时候我们日常生活碰到很多困难。
Or we face with a lot of difficulties in our ministry work for God.
我们在传道事工上碰到很多的困难。
Or even in our family life, we experience.Problems.
有时候在我们的家庭，自己的家庭生活里也碰到困难。
But if we can bring ourselves to praise the Lord,
但是我们如果有办法来称颂神
，then we see that our heart will be quieted down.
但我们就可以看到我们的心开始会安静。
Then the whole family will become quiet.
那整个家庭也会安静。
If we talk about God in our family,
我们如果能够在我们的家庭里来谈论神
，sing praises to God in our family.
在我们的家庭里面来赞美神。
We find that our family can become very peaceful.
我们也看到我们的家庭会很平安。
So when you link these few verses to 1 Samuel chapter 32.
所以我们把这些连接到撒母耳记上二十三章。
That's why we find that David was very determined to praise God.
我们才会了解为什么大卫下定决心要来称颂神。
We can turn back to Psalms chapter 34.
我们翻回来诗篇三十四篇。
We read from verse 4 to verse 7.
第四节到第七节。
Here he talked about his personal experience.
这边他谈到他个人的体验。
How he sought the Lord and the Lord listened to him and delivered him from all his fears.
当他如何求靠神，神就救他脱离了一切恐惧。
If you read this passage carefully, it seems that he was talking about his past, things that happened previously.
我们看这章的时候会感觉好像他是在讲以前所发生的事。
Again, I think this is a very powerful tool to help people gain a heart of peace.
我觉得这个是我们能够用的一项很有用的工具，能够使我们得到内心的平安。
Again, like in a family.
就像在我们家庭里。
If there is a problem.
如果有问题
we talk about God's grace.
我们谈论神的恩典
we talk about how God has helped us.
我们谈论神怎么拯救我们
we find that our hearts are lifted up.
我们就会发现我们的心被提高了
That's why when we read the book of Psalms.
所以我们读诗篇的时候
one of the main things that David did is to praise God and talk about God's grace.
很重要的一件大卫所做的就是要来赞美神，还有谈论神的恩典。
I'm not too sure about here. I think in the churches where I am, not many families actually talk about God's grace.
不知道这边怎么样，但是在我的教会那边，很少人谈论神的恩典。
But if the church is encouraged, or every family unit is encouraged to talk about God's grace,
但是当我们有办法来谈论神的恩典。
Then we find that the atmosphere of the family will be different.
我们发现这个教会还是家庭的气氛就会不一样。
The atmosphere will be turned into one of high spirituality.
我们的气氛会改变成为一个很属灵的气氛。
We find that David himself actually had this experience of being saved by God.
所以大卫本身他自己有被神救过的体验。
We can turn to First Samuel chapter 23.
看撒母耳记上23章。
First Samuel chapter 23.
撒母耳记上23章。
We read verse 14.
读十四节。
First Samuel chapter 23 verse 14.
撒母耳记上23章14节。
And David stayed in strongholds in the wilderness and remained in the mountains in the wilderness of Ziph. Sought him every day, but God did not deliver him into his hand.
大卫住在旷野的山寨里，常在西佛旷野的山地。扫罗天天寻索大卫，神却不将大卫交在他手里。
So here we are told that even though Saul were in hot pursuit of David, but he could not find this David.
虽然扫罗很急的天天在寻索大卫，但是却找不到他。
Because here it says God did not deliver him into his hand.
因为这边讲到神不将大卫交在他手里。
So in fact,David has this personal experience of how God had delivered him, not only from his enemies, but also from the hands of Saul.
所以大卫有亲身的体验，不但神会拯救他脱离敌人的，他敌人的手，也救他脱离扫罗的手。
We can imagine when he speak to these people about God's grace.
我们可以想象当他向他这些人谈论神的恩典。
And all these distressed and troubled people, they will be comforted.
那这些困苦有痛苦的人，他们就会受到安慰。
Because we know that our Christian experience with God can be a very powerful tool to help others.
我们知道我们基督徒的经验是能够成为帮助别人的体验。
Sometimes when I listen to the testimony from our brothers and sisters,
有时候我听到弟兄姐妹的见证。
Especially when I work in Africa,
特别当我在非洲工作的时候。
I listen to the testimony from our co-workers.
我们听到在那边工作的同工。
Even though I have not involved in the work myself.
虽然有时候没有亲自的参与。
Many a time I'm very touched by what they said.
很多时候常常会被他们所说的感动。
What they said became a source of strength in my heart.
他们所见证的变成我内心中的力量。
So I knew what I must do for the Lord.
所以我就知道我要怎么样为主工作。
This is what David did.
这个是大卫所做的。
We can also turn to First Samuel.
撒母耳记上。
We read chapter 23.
第二十三章。
We read verse 26.
第二十六节。
Verse 27.
二十六节，二十七节。
Then Saul went on one side of the mountain, and David and his men on the other side of the mountain. So David made haste to get away from Saul, for Saul and his men were encircling David and his men to take them.Verse 27,
第二十七,
but a messenger came to Saul saying, Hasten and come, for the Philistine have invaded the land.
二十六节，扫罗在山的这边，走大卫和 这边走，大卫和跟随他的人在山的那边走。大卫急忙躲避扫罗，因为扫罗和跟随他的人四面围困大卫和跟随他的人，要拿获他们。第二十七节，忽有使者来报告扫罗说，非利士人犯境抢掠，请王快快回去。
So on this occasion, we find that David was almost encircled by Saul.
从我们看到大卫已经快被扫罗所围困了。
But at that critical juncture, one of the messengers came to report to Saul.
在那很危急的时候，有人来报告扫罗。
And said to Saul that Heston and asked him to go away for the Philistine had invaded the land.
请扫罗说王快快回去，因为非利士人犯境了。
So he had to return to defend his own territory.
所以扫罗需要回去来保护自己的国土。
We know that this is the way of escape that the Lord has provided for David.
那我们知道这个是神所为大卫所开的逃离的道路。
The life of a fugitive was very difficult.
虽然做一个逃亡的人的生活是很痛苦的。
With the presence of God in his life, David must have learned a lot.
但是当神跟他同在的生活里面，他一定学习很多。
That's why he was able to relate all these experiences to others.
所以他才有办法把这些的经验来告诉别人。
For this reason, he was able to ask people to taste and see the goodness of the Lord.
就是因为这样，他才能够邀请别人来尝尝神主恩的恩惠。
And he said that blessed is the man who trusts in him.
And 然后说投靠他的人是有福的。
Because David himself trusted in the Lord.
因为大卫他自己他相投靠神。
If we have not been through a difficult situation,
所以我们如果自己没有经过困难的时候，
and if we have not received any grace from God before,
也从来没有从神得到恩典，
then how can we ask people to come and taste and see the goodness of the Lord?
那我们怎么样能够邀请别人来尝尝神主恩的滋味？
Many a time we find that the goodness and the grace of God can only be experienced in time of troubles.
我们常常只有在困难当中才有办法尝到主恩的滋味。
In times of peace, we always think that all the things that we have come from ourselves.
很多在平顺的时候，我们觉得我们所有的都是从我们自己来的。
After we have been through a troublesome time.
但是当我们经过很困难的时刻，
and at the same time we experience the grace of God.
在同时我们也体会到神的恩典。
They will see His goodness.
我们就有办法看到他的美好。
We want to share with other people.
我们就能够与别人分享。
I think this is the experience of David.
我想这个是大卫的体验。
Now we come back to Psalms 34.
所以我们如果翻回诗篇三十四篇。
Psalms 34, we look at verse 11.
第十一节。
Psalm 34, verse 11.
诗篇三十四篇十一节。
Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
众弟子啊，你当来听我的话，我要将敬畏神的道教训你们。
What is the contents of his teaching?
那这个教训的内容是什么？
Because he is going to teach them the fear of the Lord.
因为他要教训他们怎么敬畏神。
What does the fear of the Lord include?
那敬畏神
or encompass?
的内容是包括着什么？
We read from verse 12 to verse 14.
第十二节到十四节。
Psalms chapter 34, verse 12 to verse 14.
诗篇三十四篇十二节到十四节。
Who is the man who desires life and live many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Verse 14.
十四节。
Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it.
有何人喜好存活？爱慕长寿，得享美福，就要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。
We know that in his ordeal, he learned something very important.
从他的受苦当中，他学到一个很重要的事。
That is to fear the Lord.
就是要来敬畏神。
So we find that in his wandering life, he learned to know more about God.
所以在他逃跑生活，他学习到更多的来认识神。
He gathered many spiritual experiences for himself.
他有更多属灵的体验。
So that he can impart this teachings to others.
所以他有办法来教训别人他的体验。
In this case, we know that he had learned how to fear God.
所以在这次我们看到他学习怎么样敬畏神。
In his wandering life, he learned to fear God.
在他逃亡的生活里面，他学到敬畏神。
That's why he said to the people.
所以他告诉这些人。
If you desire life,
如果你要生存活。
If you live many days,
如果你要长寿。
If you want to see good.
如果你要得享美福,
there are few things that you must do.
Verse
13 it says,
13节说,
keep your tongues from evil and your lips from speaking guile.
禁止口舌不出恶言, 嘴唇不说诡诈的话。
Now, when you look at the wandering life of David,
所以我们看到, 大卫逃亡的生活,
judging from chapter 34 itself,
从34篇这边来看,
because there were many people who were following him.
因为我们知道很多人来跟从大卫,
David always praised God.
大卫一直在歌颂神,
he spoke something edifying.
他也常常说造就人的话,
he told them about his personal experiences.
他也跟他们, 分享他个人的体验,
so you can imagine,
所以我们可以想象,
if David was speaking ill of Saul,
如果大卫, 讲扫罗的坏话,
I don't think he had the heart to let him go.
我想, 然后他心里面, 不让他离开,
because on two occasions he let Saul go.
因为在两次他让扫罗就离开他,
because he did not talk about him, speak ill of him.
因为他没有讲, 扫罗的坏话,
That's why we see that his heart is very calm.
所以我们可以看到他内心很平静。
Sometimes when we talk about an issue,
有时候我们当谈论一件事情的时候,
the more we talk about it,
我们如果更多的去讨论那件事,
the more aggrieved we become.
我们里面的愁苦更多。
Sometimes we are even infuriated by it.
有时候也会, 内心会变成很烦躁生气。
Why? Because we are troubled by the incident.
因为我们为那件事情很,
we find that here he did not talk about it.
这边他没有, 讲到任何事情。
If we read from chapter 22 to all the way to chapter 26,
如果我们读, 撒母耳记上22章的26章,
if you look at all the words that David has spoken,
我们如果仔细看大卫所讲的一切话,
none of his words were evil.
没有一句话是恶毒的。
So I think it's very precious to learn from him.
所以这我们需要从大卫学习。
Especially when we are in trouble, in difficulties.
特别是我们在困难的时候。
For us to curb our tongues is not easy.
让我们控制自己的舌头是不简单的。
Especially when we are wronged by others.
特别是别人误会我们的时候。
When we are misunderstood by others.
还是别人误解我们的时候。
Or when we are backbite by others.
还是别人, 在我们背后说坏话的时候,
you find it very difficult to control ourselves.
我们感觉很难的来控制自己。
But David, he controlled himself very well.
但是大卫有办法来, 控制自己。
That's why he can teach others.
所以他能够来教训别人。
He can say, come and learn from me.
说来向我学习。
So I think this is a very important lesson.
所以这个很重要的一个教训。
In times of trouble, in times of persecution or misunderstanding,
在我们困难的时候, 受到误会的时候,
we must learn to curb our tongues.
我们需要学习来控制我们的舌头,
so that our hearts can maintain peace within.
所以我们的内心能够, 维持平安。
We come back to chapter 34.
我们看回诗篇34篇。
We read verse 14.
第14节。
Depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it.
离恶行善, 寻求和睦, 一心追赶。
We find that again, this is something that David did.
我们可以看到这也是大卫自己会行所行出来的。
We turn to chapter 24.
撒母耳记上24章。
Chapter 24 of 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上24章。
Here it records David spared Saul for the first time.
这边谈到, 大卫, 没有杀扫罗, 第一次没有杀扫罗。
He had an opportunity to kill him.
他有机会把扫罗杀死。
We read from verse 5 and verse 6.
从第五节开始。
Now it happened afterward that David's heart troubled him because he had cut Saul ropes. And he said to his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this things to my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch out my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord.
随后大卫心中自责，因为割下扫罗的衣襟。第六节，对跟随他的人说，我的主乃是神的受膏者，我在神面前万不敢伸手伤害他，因为他是神的受膏者。
He departed from evil.
所以他离开恶行。
And here he did good. He did what was good.
然后他行善，他做对的事。
After that he spoke to Saul.
后来他跟扫罗讲。
He wanted to make peace with him.
他要跟他和睦。
He tried very hard to make peace with him.
用尽了所有的办法要跟扫罗和好。
But we find that Saul did not want to make peace with David.
但是我们看到扫罗不要跟大卫和好。
When we read chapter 24 carefully,
如果读24章仔细读的话，
The idea of killing Saul actually came from his subordinate.
我们可以看到要杀扫罗的这个思念是从他的跟随他的人。
In fact, David seized all of that opportunity to teach his subordinate.
大卫也抓住那个机会来教导跟随他的人。
To tell them that they could not kill the anointed one of God.
告诉他们，他们不能杀神的受膏者。
So we can see how he taught his people.
所以我们可以看到他如何教训他跟随他的人。
He taught them to fear God.
他教导他们来敬畏神。
Why was he able to do that?
为什么他有办法这样做？
Because David knew that he was in the presence of God.
因为大卫知道他是活在神的面前。
God oversaw everything that he was doing.
神在看着他所做所有的事。
That's why David did not kill Saul.
所以大卫没有杀扫罗。
I have been thinking to myself.
有时候我在自己想。
If I were David.
我如果是大卫的话，
I try and control myself.
我会来自己控制自己。
Maybe I'm able to do it.
或许有可能会这样有办法做。
But if someone comes to me,
但是如果别人来告诉我
and give me this proposition,
告诉我应该有这一个思想。
Look, this guy here is a good opportunity for you to kill him.
看啊，现在有这个机会，你可以把这个人杀掉。
He has been.Looking after, seeking after your life all the while.
他一直的要来追杀你。
Why not just kill him?
为什么不就把他杀死？
Maybe I will stir up to kill him.
我可能有可能被激动，然后就杀死他。
But David was not stirred up.
但是大卫没有被激动。
Why? Because he feared God.
因为他敬畏神。
That's why he was able to teach his subordinate.
所以他才有办法来教训他的跟从他的人。
I think this is something very precious that we need to learn.
我想这个是我们要学习很珍贵的事。
Here we can see how honorable David had been, the way he conducted himself.
我们可以看到大卫怎么样来在他的生活上自己约束自己。
In a difficult situation, we always want people to stand on our side.
在痛苦困难的时候，我们都要别人来站在我们这一边。
But David chose to stand on the side of God.
但是大卫选择站在神的那一边。
Again, it's something that we have to learn.
所以这个是我们要学的。
We turn to chapter 26.
26篇。
First Samuel chapter 26.
撒母耳记上26章。
First Samuel chapter 26.
撒母耳记上26章。
Again here, David had another chance to kill Saul.
再一次的扫罗，大卫有机会来杀扫罗。
We read verse 9. Yeah?
第九节。
Chapter 26 verse 9.
26章第九节。
And David said to Abishai, Do not destroy him, for who can stretch out his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? Verse 10.
第十节。
David said, furthermore, as the Lord lives, the Lord shall strike him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall go out to battle and perish. Verse 11.
十一节。
The Lord forbid that I should stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed, but please take now the spear and the jug of water that are by his head and let us go.
第九节，大卫对亚比帅说，不可杀害他，有谁伸手害神的受膏者而无罪呢？第十节，大卫又说，我指着永生神起誓，他或被神击打，或是死期到了，或是出战战亡。第十一节，我在神面前万不敢伸手害神的受膏者，现在你们可以将他头旁的枪和水瓶拿来，我们就走。
On this occasion, Abishai suggested to David that he should kill Saul.
这亚比帅对大卫说，我们可以来刺死他。
Because that was a golden opportunity.
因为那是一个很好的机会。
David missed the first chance.
大卫失去了一个机会。
And this is the second chance.
这个是第二个机会。
This chance is not easily come by.
这些机会不是很容易会发生的。
So Abishai suggested to David.
所以亚比帅对大卫说。
So we find that again, David remained unstirred within.
我们可以看到大卫在内心里还是没有被激动。
And he said to Abishai.
他对亚比帅说。
In fact, he taught him a lesson.
其实他是教训亚比帅。
He taught him how to.Conduct himself.
他教导他，他应该怎么样自己处理自己。
It's not easy to do it.
是不容易的。
Why? Because David knew that he was in the presence of the Lord.
为什么？因为大卫知道他是活在神面前。
So the lesson is this.
所以这个是我们要学习的。
We need to understand that today we live in the presence of God.
我们需要明白，今天我们是活在神面前。
If God is overseeing us,
如果神是在看着我们
，then whatever things that we do.
那我们所做的一切事
we should abide by the rules of God.
我们需要遵照神的教训来做。
This is fearing God.
这个才是敬畏神。
This is what David has shown us.
所以这是大卫让我们所学习的。
On the contrary, look at how Saul reacted.
但是在另外一方面我们看到扫罗的反应。
We know that on the second occasion, David also spoke to Saul.
我们知道第二次扫罗大卫也跟扫罗交谈。
Trying to make peace with him.
他想要跟他和好。
And we see that actually David pursued to have peace with Saul.
我们可以看到大卫一直要追求跟扫罗和好。
Saul refused.
但是扫罗拒绝。
I want you to turn to chapter 23.
我们看二十三章。
Turn back to chapter 23.
撒母耳记上二十三章。
We read verse 19.
第十九节。
Now here they, then the Ziphites came up to Saul at Gibeah, saying, "Is David not hiding with us in strongholds in the wood in the hill of Hakilah, which is on the south of Jeshimon?"
西佛人到基比亚那见扫罗，说：“大卫不是在我们那里的树林里。”山寨中旷野南边的哈基拉山长吗
？Verse 20,
二十节。
Now therefore, O king, come down according to all the desire of your soul to come down, and our part shall be to deliver him into the king's hand.
王啊，请你随你的心愿下来，我们必亲自将他交在王的手里。
Here there was a person came to Saul.
这边有一个人来到扫罗王面前
，telling him the whereabout of David.
告诉他大卫藏的地方。
Saying to him that it's a time to to finish off David.
告诉他这个是能够来杀死大卫的时刻。
But we see that Saul did not hesitate in accepting the proposition.
扫罗都没有任何缓动慢下来还是拒绝。
He accepted the idea immediately.
他接受了这个建议。
He had not thought about what David has done for the nation and for him.
他没有思考想到大卫为他的国家还是为他所做的事。
How he destroyed the giant Goliath.
他怎么样杀死这个巨人哥利亚。
How he defeated the Philistine.
他怎么样来胜过非利士人。
All these good works of David has slipped his mind.
这些大卫所做的好事都从他内心中就消失了。
Why? Because Saul was not a God-fearing person.
为什么？因为扫罗不是一个敬畏神的人。
That's why he could not correct his subordinate.
所以他没有办法来改变他跟随他的人。
He could only follow what his subordinate has said to him.
他只有办法来跟从那些跟随他的人。
He is totally different from David.
所以他跟大卫是不一样的。
If you read chapter 26,
我们如果读二十六章
again, the same thing happened.
同样的事情发生。
This same guy came to Saul at Gibeah.
这个同样的人来见大卫。
And then verse 2, we read verse 2.
第二节。
And then Saul arose and went down to wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph.
扫罗就起身带领以色列中挑选的3000精兵下到西佛的旷野，要站来寻索大卫。
Again, he accepted the proposition.
所以他接受了神的建议。
Not only that, he actually chose 3,000 chosen men.
那不但是这样，他还挑选了3000个精兵。
Which is similar to chapter 24.
所以跟24章很相似。
You can imagine.
我们就可以想象。
How could a king
bring 3,000 chosen men to pursue after someone who had helped the nation before?
为什么一个国王能够选这些精兵来追杀一个为国家尽心过的人？
This is something unimaginable.
这个是没有办法去想象的。
Because his heart was not right, he did not fear God.
因为他的心不正他没有来敬畏神。
He had not confessed his sin according to chapter 15.
从十五章我们就知道他没有承认他自己的罪。
That's why he was led astray.
所以他就偏离了。
Even though he was the king.
虽然他是国王
he could not influence his subordinate to do the right things.
他没有办法影响跟随他的人来做对的事
because he did not fear God.
因为他没有敬畏神
today if we want to teach others, impart the knowledge to others.
今天如果我们要来教导别人
first of all, we must demand ourselves to fear God from the bottom of our hearts.
那第一我们要要求自己从我们内心中要来敬畏神。
If we do not fear God,
如果我们不敬畏神
then how can we lead people to fear God?
我们怎么有办法带领别人来敬畏神。
Then how can we correct them when they have gone wrong?
我们怎么有办法改变他们当他们犯错的时候。
Though David was in great trouble,
虽然大卫在很痛苦困难的时刻
he was able to influence those who follow him in a positive way.
他有办法来影响那些跟随他的人从一个有一个正面的影响。
Simply because he feared God.
就是因为他敬畏神。
So we hope that we must learn to fear God.
所以我们盼望我们来学习来敬畏神。
We hope that we all can be righteous people in the eyes of God.
我们盼望我们所有的都是在神眼中是一个正直的人。
May God help us.
我们求神帮助我们。
Let's sing a hymn.